Let Protestants now with true courage advance. In time we shall blast all the glory of France. And that the proud tyrant Louis shall see, a common disturber of Europe is he. But if the kind heavens will fight on our side, in time we shall pull down his insolent pride. Then pray that the Lord, by a powerful hand, will preserve the great fleet and the army by land. King William and Mary, our sovereigns they, I hope long may flourish the scepter to sway. In spite of the French and the Irish too, and all that belongs to the blood-sucking crew, who caused those many commotions of late, who strove to overthrow both church and state. Then pray that the Lord will for Protestants stand, and preserve the great fleet and the army by land. A case it is righteous, and therefore we hope. We fear not the French, the Turk, devil, or Pope. For what though their malice and envy may burn, if we from our sins in this nation will turn, the Lord to his people will be our strong tower, and keep them from harm by his heavenly power. Let's pray that he will for the Protestants stand, and preserve the great fleet and the army by land. I hope we go forth with the fear of the Lord, and therefore a blessing he will us afford, and walk in the midst of the camp while we fight, and put all our enemies to the flight. Though we may be weak, his power is strong, and while he fights for us, none can do us wrong. Then pray that the Lord will for Protestants stand, to bless the great fleet and the army by land. The French and the Irish would fain run us down, and do their endeavor to conquer the crown, and bring the true Protestants under their yoke. But heavens will send Rome so fatal a stroke, that shall give them cause their hard fate to bemoan, while angels from heaven will guard the bright throne. Then pray that the Lord will for Protestants stand, to bless the great fleet and army by land. Though Louis of France he may vapor and boast, we fear not the strength of his strong-armed host, who threatens this nation and land to devour. They can do no more than the Lord give them power. Such Protestant courage I hope they will find, that shall make them fly like chaff before the wind. Then pray that the Lord will for Protestants stand, to bless the great fleet and army by land. The Frenchmen no manner of pity afford, both women and children they put to the sword, and cities with fires they often do burn, and the poor inhabitants naked they turn, starving abroad while with hunger they die, whose blood to this day doth for loud vengeance cry. This tyrant much longer I hope will not stand, if God bless the fleet and army by land. Now when the Irish land do reduce, we will set all our Protestant prisoners loose, who now in dark dungeons and prisons do lie, expecting each hour by murder to die. But forces is landed with brave Major Kirk and valiant Count Somers, who will finish the work. Then pray that the Lord will for Protestants stand and bless the great fleet and army by land. There is brave Londonderry, long time has besieged, until at the length they were forced and obliged to feed upon horse flesh, so great was their grief. But the gallant Major did send them relief, and there is fresh forces now landed likewise, which will both the French and Tories surprise. Then pray that the Lord will for Protestants stand to bless the great fleet